A mother watches her 5-year-old board the school bus, tears streaming down her face. Not tears of pride, tears of loss. Within months, something shifts. The spark in her son's eyes dims. His laughter becomes rare. Homework replaces wonder. By first grade, strangers spend more hours with him than she does. This isn't a story of neglect. It's the story of modern childhood, where achievement has devoured magic and schedules have replaced discovery. By first grade, strangers spend more hours with him than she does. This awakening sparked a movement. What began as an Instagram account sharing backyard reading sessions and nature walks became Wild Plus Free, a global community of families reclaiming what's been stolen from childhood. The message resonates because it names something we all sense. We've traded childhood's soul for the rat race. Children as young as 6 face standardized tests and stress levels exceeding adults. Studies show childhood anxiety has surged 20% in a decade, with academic pressure as the primary culprit. We're not preparing children for life, we're burning them out before they've begun. Homeschooling isn't about recreating classrooms at kitchen tables, it's about letting relationship drive education. Your children aren't projects to perfect, but people to know deeply. No teacher can match your intimate knowledge of your child's quirks, fears, strengths, and rhythms. The average family spends just 36 minutes together daily. Homeschooling reclaims both education and parenthood. Those peaceful mornings without bus schedules, that's childhood returning. The freedom to dive deep into dinosaurs for 3 weeks or abandon a failing curriculum, that's learning as it was meant to be, alive, responsive, personal. Take Cody, who barely spoke until age 4, but excelled physically and mechanically. In traditional school, he'd likely be labeled delayed. At home, his parents recognized his unique timeline and celebrated his strengths without stigma. This individualized approach builds authentic confidence rather than performance for external validation, the difference between memorizing facts and developing genuine understanding. But what about socialization? This question haunts homeschooling parents, yet research shows homeschooled children typically demonstrate higher self-esteem, resist peer pressure more effectively, and form relationships across conventional boundaries, like boys and girls maintaining genuine friendships without social pressure. We must question what socialization actually means. If it produces indistinguishable identities, is that success or conformity? Age segregation exists nowhere except schools, not in families, workplaces, or communities. The one-room schoolhouse model mirrors how humans have learned throughout history. Younger children absorb advanced concepts while older ones deepen understanding by teaching. Homeschooled children develop superior social skills through regular adult interaction. Surrounded by curious, creative adults, their inner genius sparks into action. They learn to navigate society with self-awareness and independence rather than conforming to peer expectations. Co-ops, community classes, and associations provide friendship opportunities around shared interests rather than arbitrary age groupings. Parents doubt their ability to homeschool without teaching credentials, yet professional qualifications rarely determine success. Most states require only parental commitment. By school age, parents have already logged approximately 10,000 hours with their children, Malcolm Gladwell's threshold for expertise. Former teachers often discover their institutional training hinders home education. They must unlearn approaches treating children as empty vessels rather than natural learners. Children need caring guides who know them intimately, not credentialed instructors. This journey involves learning alongside your children, discovering their unique styles, and growing through mistakes. Homeschooling, like parenting, will build you up and break you down, and that's precisely what makes it transformative. Modern education has eliminated nature from learning, yet children desperately need time exploring the living world. Research shows regular outdoor play enhances motor control, imaginative play, language skills, and cognitive emotional development. Charlotte Mason advocated 6 hours daily outdoors, perhaps more crucial now than in her era. When mothers say their children don't like nature, it often reflects lack of exposure rather than inherent preference. One mother's daughters initially shrieked at every bug and wailed at the back door on perfect days. Through consistency, daily outdoor time, nature books, outdoor play spaces, and reduced screens, her family transformed within a year. Her girls began naming birds, holding ladybugs, and engaging in imaginative outdoor play. Nature isn't for occasional weekend trips. It is the curriculum itself. Books form the other centerpiece of this education. When we read aloud, children never separate literary characters' voices from their parents' voices. Stories lodge in hearts and minds like wise old friends. Great teachers throughout history, from Aesop to Jesus, used stories to educate both mind and heart. Nothing teaches language arts better than great literature. Children become better writers by reading skilled writing, improve spelling by seeing words in print, and expand vocabulary through exposure. For reluctant readers, audiobooks allow stories' power to reach children without reading's challenge. We've diminished childhood play, treating it as secondary to academics. Yet research reveals social and emotional readiness, not early instruction, produces better long-term achievement. University of Florida studies found children from play-based preschools earned better grades by fourth grade than those from academically driven programs. Early academic instruction may actually slow learning when presented before developmental readiness. Children don't despise work. They'll gladly tackle challenges when meaningful. With passion and practice, they become experts through skillful play. Piaget observed children acting as little scientists, constantly observing, experimenting, and interacting with their world. The beautiful scandal of homeschooling is that children's curiosity becomes the curriculum itself. When we prioritize instilling a love of learning over checking requirements, education continues long after children leave home. Our children are born with all the wonder they'll ever need. We can only provide conditions where it thrives. Modern education systematically destroys wonder by focusing on assessment, treating play as separate from learning. Wonder is the wow that leads to the how, the quantum state where learning begins. By rushing to provide answers, we replace internal motivation with external rewards, robbing children of discovery's magic. The Wild Plus Free approach rests on timeless values: the school of nature, the power of story, the pedagogy of play, the curriculum of curiosity, and the magic of wonder. These principles shape how families live and learn together. Every family has a culture, whether intentional or not. Small daily decisions created, weekly pancake mornings, poetry readings with tea. These traditions become unforgettable because your family makes them so. Creating meaningful culture requires sacrifice, intentionality, and constant reevaluation as children grow. Ensuring each child feels loved is fundamental. Children express and receive love differently through words, quality time, gifts, touch, and service. When love tanks run empty, problems follow. A well-loved child is joyful and delightful to educate. Strong family culture provides the identity, values, and traditions that let children flourish. In a world measuring childhood by test scores, preserving wonder feels revolutionary. Your children need nature more than advanced math, stories more than standardized curricula, play more than premature achievement. They need you, not as taskmaster, but as guide and companion. The light in their eyes, the curiosity in their questions, the magic of their childhood, these aren't luxuries. They are the work.